I'm Devin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. With the Great American Eclipse right around the corner, the small towns of western North Carolina set to fall directly in its path are busy with last-minute preparations before the big event. But for the town of Cherokee, the celestial spectacle is more than just another tourist event. BPR met with organizers there to find out what's in store for the reservation.
I need 8 solar eclipse glasses.
Here on the Cherokee Indian Reservation, things are hectic. Especially for Frida Husky, events supervisor at the Cherokee Indian Fairgrounds. She's in charge of organizing eclipse festivities on the reservation. Her office is a revolving door of fairground staff, emergency services, vendors, and others involved in the big event. And her phone will not stop ringing.
You are obviously very busy. What is it like right now?
As far as planning the eclipse,
yeah.
A celebration, this is a big event happening in Cherokee. It's there, yeah, and just in preparing for it because of the large number of people that are eclipse followers that are coming from all over.
Of course, like most towns, Cherokee is getting in on the action. Among other things, there will be live music, food trucks, and bonfires, along with souvenirs like t-shirts, hats, and eclipse shades. But for Cherokee, this is more than just a chance to cash in on tourism dollars. Because of the eclipse, the tribe can share some of its culture and heritage with more visitors than usual. And it'll do so by sharing with them a Cherokee legend about solar eclipses told to children on the reservation for untold generations.
I say a long time ago, whenever there was an eclipse, they had an explanation for this.
That's tribal storyteller Mike Crow of the Museum of the Cherokee Indian in a promotional video about the eclipse. Crow is scheduled to give a retelling of the legend at the fairgrounds.
The frog would come up and he would swallow the sun. They said that they would come out and bang the drum and make loud noise. And in more recent times, after the introduction of firearms, they would shoot them into the air. And this would frighten the frog away, and after a time, things would return to normal, and everything would be okay.
Now, as visitors will come to find, the Cherokee have many more stories to share. With a smile, Husky fondly recalls another, racier story about the sun and the moon.
There's a couple of stories. There is one story of where the sun was visited by the moon, and she didn't know who it was, but it would come to her, intimate.
Very
but
cool.
She never knew, so what she did was, then she put spots on the moon, black spots on the moon, so that she could tell who it was the next time you visited.
But then, just as she was getting to the good part, Fairgrounds events coordinator Lisa Frady walks in.
I was telling her about the other legend.
Tasked with building an event around the legends and stories that were part of their childhood, Frady's excited about getting to relive them with others.
They just tell all the different legends there as you're growing up, you hear them, and different people, different grandparents, whatever, tells you as you're little. As you get older, you don't hear it as less because I think they target more towards the kids.
Stories like how the world grew with the help of Grandma Turtle, or how the bear lost its tail. And why the rabbit's tail is so small.
I catch myself sometimes, you know, with your little kids. They're always asking you questions, you know, they get at that age where they ask you questions and you just come up with something off the wall, you know. You tell them a story, and I think that's how our legend started.
With the approaching eclipse now just days away, tribal members are staying busy with their preparations, with little time to think about anything else. But once the frog comes to devour the sun, for just a few minutes at least, they'll get to take a step back in time and tell their story once more. For BPR News, I'm Devin Eldridge.